The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Standing Room Only presents Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent, Kathy Rollins. Listen here for the tops in entertainment talk. Get the lowdown on people in the biz, entertainment locally, film, music, and TV in production, and advice for newcomers. How to get started. To take your part and be a star, call toll-free 1-888-565-1470. And now, let's take our mark, get ready, and action! Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Radio Showtime. I'm Kathy Rollins, and I'm very excited, and I'm very overwhelmed at all the support and excitement that's been going on, and we're just on the air here for the first time. Again, this is Radio Showtime, a new show. This is our first show, and I'm Kathy Rollins, and our show is brought to you by Standing Room Only Productions, which is a full-service entertainment company providing entertainment for corporate events, fundraisers, clubhouse for your country club, and private parties, birthdays, and so on. And I am here today with Alan Knight. He's going to give me a little moral support here. I think he really is here because the station asked him to, so I don't touch the wrong switch and shut down the studio.
No, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
We go back a ways.
That's right. We're going to talk about that a little later and why you and I are together here, about our paths crossing. But I do want to explain to our listeners, because, again, this is our very first show, what Radio Showtime is about.
Well, it's a good start.
Well, it's strictly the entertainment business, and what would the world be without a little entertainment, right? If we didn't have entertainment to, you know, relax with the world the way it is, I mean, we'd just all be all...
The arts, you need that release.
Exactly.
You need that experience.
And yet, it's a business. It's a business to a lot of people. So what we would like to cover in Radio Showtime is all aspects of the entertainment business and all fields, like films, music, dance, art. Many films are being shot down here and were shot down here in Florida. And we'd like to know about that and talk to the professionals that are involved with those things. There are a lot of little films, small films, that are always in the makes, and they're done down here. So we'd like to talk to professionals that are involved with that. And, again, there are people that are not in the entertainment business but would like to know. And sometimes there are people that would like to know, how do I get into that?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't wonder how I'd be as an actor. I think I can act, you know. And so we have people that are talking about that. There are wonderful schools down here, like improv classes people could take. People could take that actually for their career. In fact, many professional actors continually take classes just to keep fresh and updated, but a lot of people do it for fun. And a lot of people, no matter what your age is, do get into acting later on in life, and they find it
great. That would be a blast.
And also how to get started if you are of that mindset. What kind of a resume? Where do I go? How do I keep from getting ripped off by, you know, what do I do? And how to audition? But, you know, so we have every end of the spectrum.
So Kathy Rollins is going to have the answers.
Exactly. So what you need to do is right now, you're listening to Radio Showtime, the first thing you have to get a piece of paper and write down this number, because we want to hear from you as well. The number is 1-888-565-1470. 1-888-565-1470. Again, this is 1470 AM WWNN. Now, if you are hearing us and maybe the reception is not as good as you might would like it to be, we can fix that. All you do is go to online, KathySRO.com. Now, that's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. And the first page, right in the center, you'll see Radio Showtime. You click on that every Tuesday at 7 p.m., and you can hear us from around the world.
You can even hear it on your smartphone.
And on your smartphone.
The iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio app, and the TuneIn app as well.
And if you would like to see what the studio looks like and what Alan Knight looks like.
I don't know about me.
He's a very handsome man with his tie.
I'm just
shirt.
Looking at how you, no, uh-uh. You have the look.
Well, you can see us, and that's through the art and creativity of a gentleman by the name of Freddie Santori, and he's with his company is Amp2TV, and to see the studio, very easy, you just go to www.nnradio.com, that's www.nnradio.com, and to the right of the screen, you click on the TV icon, and voila, TV radio, okay? So we want you to hear us better and see us if you like. And I'd like to let you know a little bit of what we have planned today, so you'll understand the format of our show. I have two wonderful guests that are going to be coming on in the hour. Gregory Von Hausch. Gregory Von Hausch is the president and CEO of Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that,
see, that
I part, heard
yeah,
it, yes.
put you up right away.
I've heard of that.
CEO and...
yes,
president.
But the film festival,
but the great
yes.
thing about Gregory, you know, it's funny, he's got such a formal sounding last name, but he is a great, great, talented, down-to-earth guy, and he is actually the founder of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, and he's going to talk a little bit about how it, we're not going to have time to talk about everything with him, but he actually is the founder, which actually started like in 1986, and then around 2002 is when they changed the name to FLIFF, FLIFF.
Oh, okay.
So, and to know more about that, by the way, FLIFF, FLIFF.com is the website. And if you don't know about the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, which is coming up in October, and all the wonderful things they do throughout the year, the films you could see, you're going to really enjoy this.
I'm glad I'm here on the debut show so I can be on the A-list, because Kathy Rollins knows everyone.
Alan, they say you're getting very smart. Well, you're getting smart when you realize how little you know.
Well, I'm glad that I'm here. The network that you have.
We don't know everything, right. But I understood. Someone told me a long time ago, lawyers, attorneys don't know everything, but they know where to get the answer.
Good point.
So we don't know everything, but, you know, if you're resourceful, we'll find the answer because we have wonderful professionals like Gregory Von Hausch and
yeah,
and many,
you know
many
how
others.
To bring the experts, just like on that show Pawn Stars, where he has to call in an expert to see what this, you know, have you
exactly,
seen that?
You know, and you're only as good as the people you can depend on. You have to know who's got the answers, I suppose.
Gotcha. All right, so you have a lot in your arsenal.
And later on, we're also going to meet and chat with Ray Marco. Ray Marco is a wonderful, wonderful recording artist. He's lived down here in Fort Lauderdale for many years. He's performed in every club, in every restaurant, and also in Europe, in Egypt, in Italy, and he's recorded around the world. And he's going to chat with us about his career and his new career. But he's brought with him something we're going to play, one of his albums that he recorded back in New York at the Bell Sound Studio, which is like considered the best recording studio.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And one of the songs on his album is a song. Now, most of the songs are covered songs, known songs recorded by other people, but one of them is a totally unknown song that was never published and written by Paul Anka.
Paul Anka.
When we're going
to
hear.
I got to meet Paul Anka for about 30 seconds with a hard
really?
Rock. Yes.
So
there was a gas leak and he was walking into the Council Oak Steakhouse.
Are you serious?
Yes. He's a short guy.
He's a little guy.
Very
yeah.
well tanned.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Walked right past me and.
Very, very talented. Well,
now I know Kathy Rollins. He'll give me the time of day.
Are we going to a break or what's happening
okay.
here?
Are we taking a break already?
We're going to be back and we'll talk some more on Radio Showtime. Thank you.
Three words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same three words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a standing room only show. call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.
Okay, we're back here. Radio Show Time with Kathy Rollins. I wanted to let you know also what we have lined up in our weekly show. We have two people who are, how can I say, they are reporters. They are going to have certain input in our show. One is Connor's Corner with Connor Griffin. Connor Griffin is a young man, a very bright young man who's a gifted student. He's in a gifted program in a school. He's going to be a paleontologist when he, you know, finishes college and university. But he's also an excellent musician, and he loves his video games. And he is every week is going to give us a little report on what kids his age, the take on what kids his age
I
are.
I want to hear that.
Movies,
what's on the pulse?
Shows, books, because he's into all these kind of things. And so you'll hear from Connor Griffin at Connor's Corner. And we're going to hear from Todd Vidim. Todd Vidim is an established actor here in South Florida. He's also a director. He also teaches improv. And he also teaches teachers to teach traffic school. You know, they have the traffic school community.
You're kidding.
He teaches the teachers that teach around the country.
Bridget, who's also on the show Night and Day.
She's been going to traffic school.
She's going to have to. She got a ticket.
Oh, then maybe he could hook her up with the right class.
I already got a client for you.
And Todd Vidim is also a small film producer, and he's into small films and things like that. But he's going to give his input, and we call that Todd's Tip. So every week you're going to hear from Todd Vidim, and he's going to give us a little insight, something about acting, about producing. You know, the subjects are varied, but every week we'll hear from him. Then one other little thing, it's a little standard.
So all this is coming up on this show. You know, you have an hour show, not a two-hour program. You understand that.
He's so used to talking. Oh. I just want to let that. We're going to follow the career of an actual actor who once lived in South Florida, good actor, and he decided to make the move. He transplanted to New York with the support of his family and his friends, uprooted the family, the wife, the kids, and he's pursuing a career in acting. Now, I understand he does have like a flexible day job, but he's been there for like 4 months. His name is Rob Eskenaz. I know him very well because he auditioned for me, and he's been in many shows for me. But he's gone up to New York, and I can see on Facebook where he must go to like 3 to 5 auditions a week. He's been on television. He's been made commercials. So we're going to hear from Rob every week live. He's going to call in and let us know how the career is progressing. And I have a good feeling about Rob. I think he's so dedicated that I think it's going to be quite a nice thing to watch, to track his career. And then when he's on a sitcom or a show, certainly a show, we could look at the credits and say, oh my God, there's Rob Eskenaz from Radio Show
All
Time.
That's coming.
So it's going to be interesting because maybe somebody might like to know, what might that be like? Maybe I should do that. Or someone just to understand what the day-to-day life of an actor who decides to make the plunge, transplant, and darn it, I'm going to make it. And a lot of them do it, and they make it.
I'll learn something.
So I think that's kind of exciting. Well, we have a caller. This is our very first caller. What do I do?
Oh, okay. Go to the phones, I assume.
You have to know who has the answer. So
Ken is in master control.
Hi,
he knows what to do.
Ken, Mr.
Don't
Producer.
Look at me.
All right, let's hear our first caller. This is Gary.
Yeah, Gary from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Gary.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, hi, Kathy. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Do I know you, Gary?
You actually do from a long time ago. I used to run an assisted living in Hollywood, and you used to provide a lot of the entertainment.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Are you still there, or...?
No, I'm actually at another assisted living now. I've been probably 2 or 3 since then.
Now, did you chance on our show, or did you...
Actually, I was told I'm directing a show right now, which is on in Fort Lauderdale at Andrew's Living Art.
Oh!
All the cast members know you, Wendy.
Is that the Jekyll and Hyde?
Jekyll and Hyde, yeah.
Excellent. Tell us now, when it's going to run until when?
Well, we opened last weekend. We had a really great weekend. We sold out one night, and we're over half full the other two nights, which sounds very grand, but it's a 50-seat theater. So
I am going to come and see it. I am going.
I know
Jeannie Lynn Gray, who's one of the leads in the show, and she is amazing. South Florida has such wonderful entertainers.
And do you know Peter Lieberg plays?
Yes, I do, and I know Wendy, of course.
Right. So no, it's a phenomenal cast. It's on this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday matinee, then Sunday night.
Where do people call? Where do people call for tickets, or where online shall they go?
It's called Brown Bag Tickets. If they just go to Andrew's Living Arts as well on Facebook,
okay,
you can get all the ticket information as well there.
Okay, super.
Okay, and we, yeah, please, if everybody who's listening, and I'm honored to be your first caller, and good luck with this show, please come see it. I promise you, you'll have an amazing evening in a really small, intimate theater.
Give that number. Give us a phone number again, okay? Give us a number.
Okay, hold on a second, because I just dropped my glasses. here we go. Okay,
I want you to get lots of people and fill those seats.
800-838-3006, and it's called Brown Paper Ticket. So you go to the website at andrewslivingart.com.
Brown Paper Ticket, Andrews Living Arts.com. Okay, well, thank you so much, Gary. Thank you for remembering me from the booking days. That's super, and I look forward to meet you. I'll definitely come and see the show.
Okay, I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Gary.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The connections we make.
I tell you, you know, you just left to last long enough, you know? No, don't
you
give
had
up.
To throw that in.
What? Well, I think my first guest is here. I am so excited. He is such a great guy. You've never met Gregory? All right. Well, my first guest and my first show is a wonderful guy. I know him for quite a few years when I was a member of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. And he's talented. He's ambitious. He's capable. And he has so many people working for him. And they all love him. And we do, too. And Fort Lauderdale loves him because he's done a really wonderful thing. And it was this gentleman who got me to interview Tony Curtis. Because every year the Fort Lauderdale National Film Festival has a Lifetime Achievement Award to a major celebrity that comes in. And we're going to find out who's on this year. This year in
October. We got the inside scoop on Radio Showtime.
Welcome,
Gregory. Well, it's great to be with you.
Gregory, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Good. How's it going there?
This is the time when it all starts coming together with the invitations for the films, the filmmakers. Our festival isn't like a typical festival because we have so much outreach. You know, we'll be showing films at our little theater in Fort Lauderdale, Cinema Paradiso. We're adding a new Cinema Paradiso Hollywood.
Really?
We're showing films at the Westin Cinemas. Sunrise Civic Center, the Movie Co Pompano,
wow.
Arts Garage up in Delray, Daytona Beach, Augustine.
See what happens when
Grand
I don't
Bahama
talk to you for about a year? The film festival this year, I understand, runs from October 18th through November 11th. Is that correct?
That's correct, right. Every day of the week.
Now, what's on Las Olas? I noticed you have an address on Las Olas. Is that your business office?
That's just where we get our administrative mail. But our headquarters is at Cinema Paradiso, but you can write to us at our Las Olas address, which is 1340.
And by the way, anybody who has not been to Cinema Paradiso, what a beautiful, romantic, charming building. It's a converted church. Is that correct?
That's right,
Not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, we put in a beautiful canopied courtyard, so we have receptions out there. Last week we had Sally Kellerman there, and it was just terrific, you know.
A lot of major people come through the film festival and the theater at Cinema Paradiso. I know last year there were a couple, and I know you do this quite a few times, where he'll have a weekend of Italian films or French films, and then out in the patio they have like a little buffet with Italian food or French food in line with the film that's going to be shown.
Oh, I'm in.
It's great. It's great.
Well, as a matter of fact, Kathy, while you're on that subject, next on Tuesday, July 30th, we have a special event that we do once a month called Cinema a la Mode, and our resident chef, Michelle Filippi, she will be doing a cooking demonstration where everybody gets a taste of what she's cooking.
And wow. Then,
and it's followed by two Italian comedies called Lesson in Chocolate. And
isn't it great? What time does that all start, and what time do the films run? What time?
6 o'clock is when the demonstration starts, and the films run at 7 and 8:15.
Mm-hmm. And that you do this once a month, you say? Usually like
once
the last
month,
Tuesday,
right,
the last Tuesday
yeah.
of the month? Okay.
And people just love it, and they come down, and she gets them involved with the cooking right on stage, and it's really a lot of fun. And the two films are delightful.
And if that were not enough, you know what? You have new locations. So now, other than Cinema Paradiso, you say you have a location in Sunrise and one in Pompano. So how many satellite facilities do you have showing the
well,
films?
Well, with the Hollywood Cinema Paradiso scheduled to open in October, that's one, and then Westin Cinemas, two, Sunrise Cinemas, three.
Wow.
Movico Pompano 4. We'll be showing films up at the Arts Garage in Delray Beach. So that's five. Then we're over in Grand Bahama Island, two for 4 days. So that's another venue over there. And then we show up in Daytona Beach, St. Augustine. And I just raced home from a meeting up in Jacksonville where we'll be showing films there as well.
So. The films, by the way, as you can imagine, come from all over the world. I remember
right.
about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more, I saw a little film called The Waking of Ned Devine, and I saw it. It was totally unknown film. I thought, what a great film! And the scenery took place in Ireland, and the man who wins the lottery, and great story. It became a big film.
Yeah,
it sure did. It won many awards.
And we've got some really great ones this year. There's a film that I like, especially from France, called... it's called Love and Love is in the Air, and it's about two, I'll just tell you real briefly, two lovers that had a romance for just very briefly, but fell in love, and then the whole thing just blew up, and it was no good. They discover they're sitting next to each other on a New York to Paris flight, and they don't know until they sit down, and they were like, oh, God, they were like mortal enemies when they ended, and it's so much fun. It's all these flashbacks of their romance and how they saw it from two different perspectives.
Now, where did this film come from?
It's a French film.
French film.
We'll show the East Coast premiere of it, and we hopefully it'll be part of our French week that we do with the French Council out of Miami.
The films that you see there, and many times there might be little films, but they have major stars who love the story or love the idea or they believe in the film. So it's they're not always unknown actors in these films. I've seen a lot of major stars in some of these. The Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, so FLIFF, FLIFF.com. You got to go on there. They have a membership. You don't have to be a member to go and enjoy the film. The films are very reasonable. As I recall, there's something like $8 or $10 to see a film. Is that correct?
Right. Six for members, eight for seniors, and 10 for non-members or general admission.
And you sell popcorn and things like that. And that
popcorn, we have a full bar. So we have beer, wine, popcorn, movie food. And then we're always doing some kind of special reception outside in the courtyard.
Right. And they do accept donations. They do have a membership if you want to join them. It's a wonderful organization. You meet such interesting people. Many of them involved in the film business in one way or the other on all levels. You could submit a film. I mean, you meet people who actually are in the process of locally that are working on small films, and this is how they get started. They network with people in the biz, but this is where you would make those connections. You have wonderful, wonderful social events. You have a newsletter. Now, is your newsletter online only, or is it something that they subscribe to?
Yeah, it's online. They can pick up like a hard copy at the theater when they come by, but we got out of the mailing business about 8 years ago.
Just for my listeners, we are speaking to Gregory Von Hausch. He is president and CEO of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, a mover and a shaker, and he's done some great things because this entire, as you can imagine just by hearing him say what's going on there, this is quite a major operation. It's all very available to you. You can go see the films, join it. You also host once a year, because I've been there twice, the SAG Awards. When the SAG Awards take place
right,
in California,
exactly.
It's a big gala event. There at Cinema Paradiso. You got to go. Now, do you have to be a SAG member? Because I know I was invited there. So can anybody go to that?
No, it's really just for the SAG people.
Okay, so you have to make friends.
They run it kind of like the Golden Globes. They have, you know,
they glam up. They have a little dinner outside in the patio, a nice cash bar. Then everybody goes inside the theater, and there's the big live SAG Awards. It's like you're there. So if you love being with...
Now, we do the Academy Awards that anybody can come to, and that's a big party as well with food. And then you get to see it on our 30-foot high-definition screen, which is really cool.
Isn't that great? Okay. Well, listen, I am so happy I was able to get you for my first show.
I've got
show.
Some great ideas for my calendar I've heard...
Alan is writing down so fast, he's going to be there.
But, I love these
again,
things.
Again, this is
things.
The Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. Your general number, of course, you get them online at fliff.com. The whole thing pops up there. There's everything you want to know about it is there. If you want to call, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gregory, 954-760-9898. Is that correct?
That's right. And there's another way to do it, too. It's 525-FILM. 954-525-FILM.
525-FILM. So there you go. Cinema Paradiso and the entire operation of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. A wealth of knowledge, a wealth of creativity, and if you didn't know it by now, boy, you're really missing out.
I missed out. Absolutely. Now I'm so glad I'm here.
Come on down.
Thank you so much, Gregory. It's really pleasure seeing you. Thank you so much.
Take care. Good luck, you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How about that? Who knew?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm putting this in the calendar.
Okay. Well, I think now we are, if I'm correct, I think, I don't see...
What, time?
I don't see our engineer there.
Oh, he's right there. Oh. That's Cannon, Master Control. Okay. He's running. He's here.
Then I'm going to set up Connor's Corner. We're going to go to Connor's Corner. Like I said, there's a young man who gives a take on what people his age, he's 12 going on 13, are into entertainment-wise, whether it's video games or music or arts or an event. So here we go, Connor's Corner for Radio Showtime.
Hi, this is Connor's Corner from Radio Showtime. I'm going to tell you what's up with all this cool stuff with kids, movies, entertainment, videos, social media. Right now, I'm going to talk about Minecraft, a PC game where you can create anything. The only limit is your imagination. There's even a big Minecraft convention held once a year. Most of the time, it's in a foreign place, November 2nd and 3rd. It's in Orlando. Big fun thing if you want to go. Never been, heard a lot about it, and a friend's going to bring me. Well, that's Comics Corner. Radio Showtime. See you again.
How about that? How about that? Well, thank you, Connor. That was really very informative. And in fact, I understand this Comic-Con is the name of the convention. It just finished in San Diego, but it's coming here, like Connor said, in Miami in November. All right. Well, now talk about some dinner shows. We standing room only. Most of the things we do are private parties and country clubs and things like that. But we do have some of the things we do for the public. We have two dinner shows coming up this month in August, August 7th and August 21st. I said this month, and we are in July.
Well, we're close.
Right?
July's almost over.
Right. We have Wednesday, August 7th, a luncheon show, the Carlo Chico and Comedy Wedding. And on Wednesday, August 21st, we have the Catskills Review, which is like an Ed Sullivan show, but these are top Catskill type entertainers, singers, dancers, comedians, magicians, and that's what we call Catskills Review. Now, these shows are going to take place at a place called Celebrations, which is in Boynton Beach. It's also, the building is also known as the Boynton Beach Women's Club. It's an artistic building, a historical building built by Addison Meisner, the same man who designed and built the Boca Raton Hotel. All those pink stucco buildings, they're his. This was built in 1926. It's a beautifully, totally restored building with a wonderful ballroom and a proper stage, sound, lights. And it's a banquet facility, actually, but
yeah,
it's
I've been
available.
There. It is nice,
you
yes.
You can do a dinner show. So these are two shows Standing Room Only has going on in August. Then in November, we will have a play. The play Social Security will appear on Sunday, November 7th. But we are branching out, and I know many people in Fort Lauderdale are familiar with Nick's Italian Restaurant. It's on A1A, just north of Oakland Park Boulevard, south of Commercial on the east side, and there on Sunday, October 13th at 1 o'clock, the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding. And the reason it's on that date, it's in honor of Christopher Columbus and his Jewish attorney.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah, in honor of Christopher Columbus and his Jewish attorney.
Okay. So that's going to be
words will
October,
make it so.
October 13th.
Right. Okay. So, Let me see. Now, I think we have... No.
If anybody's interested, what number do they call?
Well, if you're interested in our dinner shows, you just call 954-791-7555, 954-791-7555. These dinner shows, by the way, are $35 for dinner show. Inclusive tax and tip is included. Valet parking is included. They have cash bars there for those who would like to have a cocktail. But these are nice... a beautiful place with nice, fun entertainment that you can go 2 people, 10 people. Tables are shared.
Entertainment and food can't go wrong.
Exactly. And it's in a Boynton Beach again on Federal Highway north of Woolbright. And again, so you could call 954-791-7555. Or you can go online to Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com, and click on upcoming dinner shows. And it'll give you our whole calendar. And these are things that anybody could go to. This is for the general public. Like I said, on this, more so we do things
for private parties. Well, a lot of things coming up.
A lot of things are coming up. So we have our a break coming up soon, and I understand we have... Ray Marco, we're going to chat with him in a little while. I forgot to ask Gregory who the Lifetime Achievement Award this year was going to do. Well, every year at the film festival, they have like that Tony Curtis that year.
Right.
And they have, so I forgot to ask him, but I'll have to find out and let everybody know next week because it'll
be a reason to stay tuned next week to find out
who this is.
Okay. That's the cliffhanger.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we have now my second guest today. His name is Ray Marco. Ray Marco is a wonderful, wonderful singer, entertainer, and quite a keen businessman as well. But he's been a singer all his life. He's going to tell us about that. Recording artist, and he's performed in just about every major club. And I know in restaurant here in South Florida for years, many people may know him from Ireland's Inn.
That's why I remember the name.
He was there with his band all the time. But he moved around because he was, you know, just like, he was great. He's right. A great, great singer. And he's got some interesting things that has happened in his career.
That's why the name sounds familiar.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And he's also performed in Egypt and in Italy. I think his family is from Italy originally, and I think every year he and his wife go there to the family's house. I'm going to ask him, he recorded at one time in his career a recording for Dwight Eisenhower, and apparently that
Eisenhower.
It's in his library, and he'll tell us more about that. So I would like to introduce to you a wonderful entertainer, a wonderful singer, a wonderful musician, and a fine, fine man married to a very beautiful Maria. Please welcome Ray Marco. Hi, Ray. Can you hear me?
Oh, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I sure can. How's it going?
Wow, can I hear you? All right, how you all doing? It sounds like you're off to a good start.
Oh, thank you. Well, certainly having you as part of it makes it so. I wanted to ask you, where did you grow up?
I grow up? I was born in Albany, New York.
All right.
And many years ago. And then all through grammar school and then in high school, that was in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. And did you come from a musical family? Because you are...
Well, actually, my father was a comedian to a point, but he didn't get into it totally, you know. And my brother sang very well. He sang in church, beautiful tenor voice. And my mother had a beautiful voice, but they weren't in show business at all. I was the only one. I started as a tyke.
I was going to ask,
and places like that with my father, yeah.
Oh, so you got started singing with the support of your dad in Albany? Is that how you started singing?
Oh, well, I started singing professionally after I got out of the Air Force in 1954. I went back into radio, which I was started in many years ago, and radio was interesting. Anyway, I went to Torrington, Connecticut, and there was a group called the Three Cheers. And I played bass and guitar at the time, and it ended up Ray Marco and the Three Cheers, and we were very popular in that area. So that's professionally as far as singing.
Mm-hmm.
Until I came down in Miami Beach in 1959. Yeah.
Now, I know you did go, you worked all around the country, and you worked with many, many famous people like Vic Damone and Sammy Spear, is that correct? And you have an interesting little story that you told me. Well, you began to tell me a story about meeting Vic Damone's sister. What happened there?
Oh, the sister. Oh, that's interesting. We were working in in Hollywood at a club. All right. And we work behind the bar, Vegas style, and there's people in the audience, people at the bar, and this very lovely couple, two lovely ladies, were sitting at the bar. One a vivacious redhead, very vibrant, and the other one very tailored, looked short, dark hair. And so naturally, you go down after the you're entertaining during the break, and you talk to the people. I went up to the two girls, and I said, "How are you?" And we started talking about show business and how they enjoyed our music or their songs and stuff. And she says, her name was Sandy. She says, "Well, I have someone in my family that's in the show business." I said, "Yes, I know, Vic Damone." She says, "Oh my God, how do you know that?" Well, she looked like him, but more feminine, naturally, and beautiful. And she, I says, "And not only that," I says, "I know that you're Vic Damone's sister. Not only that, but he and I worked together in the Fourth Army radio show in San Antonio, Texas."
Oh, my heavens.
Etc. And she was just overwhelmed by it. And from then we would have Christmas, Christmas dinners with her mother, mm-hmm. Mom's mother down in Hollywood. They lived in Hollywood at that time.
But I understand.
And he was on a road, of course.
You performed for many military installations over the years, too. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, again?
You performed at some military installations over the years. Is that correct for the military?
Well, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. And also you performed in Egypt and in Italy, is that correct?
Yes.
What happened how did you get to sing in Egypt? What was that? You told me a little bit about a story about you went to Egypt and with your band or something?
Oh, but my connection here is terrible. Briefly again.
In Egypt. You went to Egypt and Europe. You went to Europe and you sang in...
Oh, in Europe, yes. That was fantastic, right. We went on a tour. We had 10 girls in the show. Dancing girls and showgirls.
Uh-huh.
And Saint Germain was the producer, and his wife was the main headliner, and I was the boy singer, of course, And so I did the emceeing and the singing, and we worked first in San Remo, the Italian Riviera,
mm-hmm.
Right next to Monte Carlo. And we were there a couple months at the casino, which was fantastic. It was wonderful. And then we ended up in Cairo, Egypt, at the Auberge the Pyramids, which was the most popular club way back in the 30s and 40s, but mm-hmm. it was still operating. Now it's quite defunct. But we did shows there 7 days a week. The first show was at midnight. Second show was at 2:15 in the morning. And it was incredible. Outdoors, never rained. And we had people, hundreds, mostly tourists from Europe and Arabic, all the Arab people, they would come in. It was fantastic.
That's an amazing experience. Now, I also understand you told me a story about one of your recordings exists in the library, in the Eisenhower Library. You recorded a special song.
Well,
tell our listeners what happened there.
Yeah, I was at WTOR radio station doing disc jockey and regular announcing and news. And at the same time, recording for Haven Records out of New Haven, Connecticut. And one of the songs I recorded was called Abilene. And David Crockett's song was very popular back then also.
Mm-hmm.
So this song was about Dwight Eisenhower, who was running for the second term. He already had 4 years, and he was going to do, in 56, he was going to run again. And Tom Fowler had this song called Abilene. It was the biography of Eisenhower, but you didn't use his name.
Right.
A boy grew up in Abilene near the steers, the corn, and the sod. It went on and on about military and all that business. And anyway, the Young Republican Committee in New York heard it, and they ordered 1/4 million records.
Oh, my God.
Said, oh, my God.
What a wonderful achievement for you. That is great.
Oh, it's just incredible. I couldn't believe it.
Now, listen,
they said they wanted to use it in the campaign, which they did use in Connecticut.
Oh, my heavens.
In nearby states. And he came from Abilene, Abilene, great men come from, etc.
Hey, listen, I want to play a piece of a CD that you gave me. It's an album you recorded quite a few years ago. They're mostly covered numbers, but one number is unknown, it never was published, and the name of that is Poor Old World, and cut number 6.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and the interesting that it was
Poor
written
Old World. It was recorded by Paul Anka, actually, in 66, but it was distributed in England and in France.
But he, wrote it.
Originally, he wrote the words.
He wrote the words. Okay,
he wrote the words in English for My Way.
We're gonna play it right now. We're gonna play it right now, a piece of it.
Oh, you're
okay?
Gonna do it now?
Right
okay.
now. Right? Go ahead.
That's great.
Poor Old World by Paul Anka, sung by Ray Marco.
Poor old world, they're out to get you. You can't sleep at night, they just won't let you. Poor old world, they'll soon destroy you. The silly fools, they should enjoy you. Poor old world, the night grows colder, and with every hour you're much, much older, longing for a friendly shoulder.
We're running a little short of time here, but that is great. You know, we decided, Ray, you sound like a little bit of Neil Diamond and a little Engelbert, a little dash of Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes,
that was wonderful. Now listen, yeah, I know I happen to know
song.
Your. I happen
the
to
environmental people. They really go for that.
Exactly, and written by Paul Anka. My
world.
God!
Yeah.
Listen,
gosh.
Now I understand that you many people have heard you sing locally, and you still are singing, but you have a wonderful new career that you've developed, and you are very, very good at it, and that is videography. You videotape many of my shows. You do a top-notch.
Oh, that's right.
Great.
Yes.
Do you mind if I give out your phone number? Can I give you a number if anybody wants
surely.
A wonderful...
You can also go on the internet on Google and just put down raymarco.com.
Raymarco.com or 954-935-9810. 954-935-9810 or raymarco.com.
Yes.
Ray, we're running out of time. Thank you so much. It's great talking to you.
Take care of
You're
yourself.
A great guy. Thank you and regards and our love to Maria.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. What a nice voice. Isn't that wonderful?
He's got the pipes.
He's a good man. He's a good man. Okay, we're moving along. I want to get everything in that we've planned here. I think
Did you want to take a break before going?
We're
going to
take
or
a...
Go?
Well, I'm not sure
you.
We have the time. Let me look at my own chart. Like, I'm spinning plates. I'm spinning plates.
Oh, so many things are going on Radio Showtime.
I have to look at my
Showtime.
Wonderful producer in there because he's in charge of it. I think we're going to do Todd's Tips, and then we'll go to a break.
Okay.
One break. Then
we'll
come
first.
Back to me for Todd's Tips, and then we're going to go to Rob Askenaz. I know you're waiting for us, and we're dying to hear about it. We'll be back at Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins. Thank you.
Three words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same three words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a standing room only show. Call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.
Well, welcome back to Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins. And I want to give a little personal hello to my... I have great kids. I don't want to get talking about them because then people hate me because I have three great
Family's
kids.
Important.
But thank you, John. I saw that message. My John is adorable. My son, John, and he sent me a little message. And thank you, honey, for
what
your support.
What did he say? Hi, Mom?
He said, you're doing great. It's better than yelling at him, right? By the way, I want to mention Al Nero and Miguel Reyna. If you want something exciting to do this weekend, there's a place in Pompano called the Tiki Bar. It's connected with the Lighthouse Cove. Al Nero and Miguel Reyna are wonderful, major talented guys. They performed all over in South Florida. They still are. But they happen to have mutual birthdays. So every year, they celebrate their birthdays together. They're wonderful musicians.
Okay.
And they celebrate this Sunday. This Sunday, which is July 28th from 5 to 8 at the Tiki Bar in Pompano, Lighthouse Cove. I think that's North 13th Street if you go straight to A1A, north of Atlantic Avenue. But anyway, just look up the Tiki Bar, Lighthouse Cove. It's Al Nero and Miguel Reyna's birthday. And if you go there, it's outdoor. They're fun guys. They're there every Sunday. Well, one of them is usually there. But this time, because it's their birthday, they're going to perform together. It's going to be a major, major bash. Al Nero is also performing this Saturday with a wonderful singer by the name of Amanda Cohen. He's finishing a run at the Century Villages, and Saturday's there last night, and I told him I would mention that. And wonderful musicians. They know their stuff. And
See, this is good.
I'm going this Sunday.
Where you have, you know, what's happening around South Florida. This
also
is the place, Radio Showtime.
Now, my sister lives in New Jersey, in New York. She lives in Jersey.
We don't hold that against her.
I know. But she sent me a really neat little note. And, you know, you go to New York, everybody goes to this typical thing. She went with her daughter. They had a weekend in New York together. My niece, her daughter, is an attorney in South Jersey. They went and spent the weekend in New York, and they ate at Cat's Deli on Houston Street in the Village where Harry Met Sally was shot.
She said,
I sat in the orgasm scene and even sat in the same seats as Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal. The food was great, and then they went to a show at the Met called Punk Chaos to Couturier Exhibit. It's an exhibit that's running until August 14th at the Met. It's how punk influenced fashion in couture, high fashion, over the years. But they said, you know, going to from the deli to the
I like
Met,
that.
It was really a great experience.
Exact
so
seat.
If you want something new and different in your era in New York, there you
that
go.
That was what, Reiner's mother who sat in the seat in the movie?
No, she did that from another seat, and she says, I want to have what she's having.
Okay.
But that was Reiner's mother.
That was Reiner's mother.
My sister Marie sat in where Meg Ryan did the make the orgasm.
Oh, with Billy Crystal.
The fake orgasms.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, I remember that scene.
All right, we have another contributor to our weekly show. This is from Todd Vidham, and this is Todd's Tips for Radio Showtime.
Hi, and welcome to Todd's Tips today on Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins. Listen, the number one thing I tell people, whether I'm directing, producing, or teaching, or simply on set rehearsing, is you have to listen. Listening is important for several reasons. As an actor, in a scene, you have to be able to hear what your partner says. You cannot simply recite your lines. You have to listen and actually be in the moment. There's an excellent memoir by James Garner, and in this he talks about this exact thing. Many acting coaches talk about acting being react. You cannot react if you don't listen. In a workshop, you have to listen and learn. In rehearsal, you have to listen to the director. If you're on a film set, you've got to listen to a lot of people before it's time for you to speak. And that's an important thing. You can't listen if you are speaking. So just listen. Wherever you're performing, the number one rule is to listen. And thank you for tuning in today to Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins. This is Todd Vidham with Todd's Tips.
Thank you, Todd Vidham. And, you know, it's a little advice, and you think about it, and it just helps you on the road to success. And, you know, it's probably not a bad advice to listen no matter what profession you are in, you know, exactly.
That's for sure.
I always used to tell a certain person in my life, you always shoot your mouth off without knowing the facts. My ex-husband, actually, I should say.
I have to learn.
But you know, you got to sometimes, yeah, shut up and listen.
Todd's tips number one, I will learn from that.
Well, now I would like to introduce you to a fine, fine actor. I met Rob Askinaz down here. He auditioned for a project I was working on for a convention in Orlando. And he didn't get the part, but you know, I really noticed his dedication and commitment at the audition. So anyway, I did keep in touch with him, and I used him in several shows. He played an assistant detective. He was the groom in the comedy Wedding, and he actually played in A Night in Casablanca. He was, what the heck is his name? I can't think of it. Not Victor Laszlo. The big sloppy guy. Signor Ferrari. He's made the commitment to really give it a shot, and he thought long and hard about being serious about being an actor, a working actor. So he, again, with the support of his friends and his family, he has a couple of children, wife, made the move to New York. He's been there about 4 months, and we're going to follow his career, what he's doing. He's going to let us know what it's like going on auditions, how he gets these auditions, his agent, and we're going to be seeing his name coming up. So welcome, Rob Askinaz. How are you?
Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
So So good to hear you. I love this show. It sounds great.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I've been following your career since you went over. It's about 4 months, would you say? 4 or 5 months? When did you go up to?
I've been here about 4.5 months, yeah. And I've been really blessed so far to be one of, say, 65,000 actors that come to New York and try to make it, and I've been, you know, really blessed with.
But you did a little upfront work. You did a little planning before. You didn't just go up there. I think you relied on you were resourceful in finding out what you should do. And is that? I know you did your homework.
I followed some plans. I got some advice from actors that I was friends with in Florida that had worked in New York and then moved to Florida, and I got some referrals, and I basically really persisted at trying to find out the correct roads to follow to get auditions, to get castings, and to get on anything.
So do you have an exclusive agent? Is it like down here where you don't have an exclusivity?
Right now I have what was called a manager, basically, and she sends me on commercial auditions, on auditions for castings, but I use two services, which many of the actors in Florida should know about because they have, it's nationwide, which is, one is Talent Casting Network, and the other is Actors Access, and both of these you basically control mm-hmm. by submitting your resume and picture to casting agents directly. And, you get auditions through that.
Since you've been up there, tell our listeners some of the shows, because I know you've been on a few sets and you've gotten certain jobs.
I have been so lucky. I have.
Rattle them off. Brag.
But my first featured, it's a background, as a background artist, it's not an actual principal extra.
That's okay.
Artist with lines, but I was featured with Jamie Foxx in the new Amazing Spider-Man 2,
right,
which is coming out May 28th. And when you see Jamie Foxx, I am standing really basically right next to him, reacting to his Electro. He's a villain in Amazing Spider-Man.
Did it merit a credit? Did it merit a credit?
I should get a credit because I was directed Mark Webb. But it was a great experience. And basically working with an Academy Award winner,
right.
My first week out there. I was on the set of The Wolf of Wall Street with Leo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be in a scene with them, again,
great.
In the background, but,
it's a step
where I'm in the foreground of the background.
It's a step. And how's your family adjusting to the move, your wife and your kids? How's that working out?
They're very supportive. I'm very grateful that...
That's so important, isn't it? That's so important to have that.
To follow my dreams, because, it's been, I don't really regret any making the move here, because I've just done so much.
There was another show you were in. I saw you did something. You worked with the guy from the actor from Footloose. You know who I'm talking about.
I was on The Following with Kevin Bacon. I had
yes.
2 days as a U.S. Marshal.
Yes.
I was on Smash. I stood right next to.
I love that show. I like Smash and I like Mad Men. How many auditions would you say, since you've been up there on an average, how many auditions would you say you've gone on in a week?
In a week's time, I'm lucky I'll get one or two auditions, and I'm usually working at least on one set, once a week. I've been
good.
so lucky to do that.
So do you live in the city? Where do you live?
I went on audition today, for a TV show, and I got to improv a scene with an actress, it's like just a great experience. You go into New York City and you're in there with, the pros. I mean, this is like...
Well, we don't want you back here unless you come with an Emmy, a Tony, or an Oscar.
Setting the bar high.
I'll tell you one thing. I do want to mention that on the set of Person of Interest, it was one of my first days here,
mm-hmm.
and I got lucky enough to be placed as a limo driver. With a limo driver number two, and there was limo driver number one.
And
limo driver number one,
yeah.
since that 6-month period since I met him, His name is Lo Barcelona. He has just recently booked an HBO pilot called Enlightenment, and he's a principal actor, got a 5-year contract.
Wow.
And he was a limo driver with me 6 months ago, you know, in the past.
Wow.
So, you know, this is how, I believe, networking and relationships
are built.
Well,
you've really done quite well for just 4 months, don't you think? I think so.
I think I've been, like I said, blessed, but I've been very persistent also.
That's the key.
I constantly submit. I check the internet. I check every, you know, avenue that I can.
And you can't come back here because
we want to follow in his footsteps.
We want an Emmy or a Tony or an Oscar or a nomination. We'll take a nomination. But, of course, if you got any one of those things, you won't be coming back because
I'll remember you all in my red carpet speeches.
There you go. And I'm sure you draw.
Yeah, you know, truthfully, I'm so grateful to you because you gave me an opportunity to do some great work while I was in Florida.
You were so good.
You know, improve my skills and my improv skills. So it was great work.
Now, listen, do you call next week with a lot more progress? I want some progress. You hear?
Hopefully I'll get this audition today. You know,
good luck. We're with you.
Pretty confident.
We're behind you. We got to go. Thank you for calling, and we're going to hear from you next week. Okay, and you got us all rooting for you. Okay,
all right.
Take care,
Thanks,
Rob.
You guys can check out my Facebook page, Rob Ashkenaz. You know, Facebook.
All right,
Rob Ashkenaz.
I'll repeat it. All right, super. Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you very much.
Until
all
next
right.
week.
Nice. Bye bye.
Nice guy and a really dedicated. You'd love him as a friend. You'd like to.
I'm
play
setting
cards
the bar
him.
Lower. I'm going to be limo driver number 3.
That's funny how your name goes from limo driver number 3.
I love that. Hey, limo there's a credit.
How are we doing? Well, listen, we're almost out of time. Oh, gee, there were
that
so many
quick.
Things. I think we did quite. I think. Next week, my guests, two great, great guests, Jerry Grant. I hope he's listening. Jerry Grant. Is like the pioneer agent in South Florida. He's done so many things, producing, directing, satire, columnist. He also was president of the Florida talent agencies when they were negotiating to revamp the agency about 12 years ago in Florida.
Okay.
And also, my guest next week is millionaire talent agent, Florida talent agent turned millionaire, Richard Lustig. He is a millionaire. He won the lottery 8 times. He lives in Orlando, and he just wrote a book on how to to improve your chances of winning the lottery.
He owns the limo.
One of his big wins was like $850,000. Richard Lustig next week, and many other surprises, Todd's Tips, and Connor's
and
Corner.
And it's all going to be where?
Yeah, and Rob Ashkenaz. So, at Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins, thank you so much,
no,
Alan. What a great guy.
Every Tuesday at 7 o'clock on WWNN.
Here. Listen in next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Buonasera, senorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, senorina, kiss me goodnight. But do let do that do rip but bon a body boat but do the battle boat bon say it.
You've been listening to Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent Kathy Rollins. To find out more about Kathy and Standing Room Only Productions, go to KathySRO.com or call 954-791-7555. That's KathySRO.com. The curtain will rise again next Tuesday evening at 7.